Thank you. This is Simon. So great to be here. Good morning to all of you. To some of you, maybe this is more like midnight, but that's okay. It's because we're here to talk about something, at least we find it very exciting. But it seemed like yesterday that we're here talking about 2017, talking about our outlook, and here we are again, talking about our first major announcement of the year, which is at Modal. As you see in the press release, we have signed a definitive agreement to acquire at Modal. I see that more as a merger because their investor will become the investor of eLearnity. So I think this is a merger of strength. If I can take you back originally, actually a few years ago when we took you guys through our overall strategy, which has not changed, by the way, is that our strategy is very simply put, is that we want to create the world's largest community of teachers and students and parents, and then we kind of support them to collaborate in classroom, at the home, and also on well, when they are on the go. So this is actually very consistent. We haven't changed it. And with the addition of at Modal, we really strengthen our position, both on the product side and also on the user side. So let's take a look at the product. With our product in Promethean, which is actually doing a lot of work in the classroom, and with Edmodo integrated into it, so now we can support all learning in classroom, outside of classroom, on mobile. So we are the only company in the world that has a product range like that that supports learning, which is actually very exciting, not only for us, also for the market. I think if you kind of look at this announcement, now you know why we kind of purposely slow down a little bit on our implementation of social commerce and all that, because we have been talking about this merger with Edmodo for a long time. So we have streamlined our strategy to kind of take advantage of the merger. If you take a look at Edmodo, it's actually very exciting. Over 90 million registered users with a lot of teachers, and with about 8 million of them, and 3 million parents, because they only started adding parents. This is going to be the one big growth area, and the rest are all students. And together with the 2 million teachers that we have in ClassFlow, and then about 65 million players in Jumpstart across School of Dragon and also Jumpstart Academy, that allow us to really take a giant step towards the world's largest learning community, which is actually very exciting. As you can see on the demographics, we're going to be very, very strong in the U.S., which is one of the world's largest education markets. We also see tremendous growth in the international market. On the short term, of course, we have to work hard to close the deal. The other thing we will do is actually we will start, work very hard to integrate the products. So we expect to find synergies out of it, and then we can channel the synergy to invest into the future. Actually, that's the work we're gonna work on. In general, we are very excited about the room to grow in this particular area. I think we have a lot of work to do to increase the engagement because it's actually that also will help our business case, because one of the very quick revenue stream for this community is actually advertising. So engagement is going to be a big key to that. And of course, there's a lot of cross-training within the organization. So we can take advantage of these new products. I think a lot of you will ask why at Modal. I think it's very, very simple. One is a very focused learning community, unlike other social network. If you look at a lot of the news in the market about social network, I think parents and teachers and students will be much more comfortable collaborating and participating in a specialized and community for learning. And once we drive up the engagement, I think we can turn in advertising revenue very quickly, and then among other things, of course, social commerce. With that, I'm going to stop. I'm going to open up the floor for Q&A. I have Ben, our CFO, with me today, and then we are very happy to take any questions and comments and whatever. Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
女士们、先生们，我们现在会进行提问，大家陆续提问，请在电话上按信一号键。Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you would like to register for a question, please press star one on your telephone. Thank you. 我们第一个提问是来自香港 DBS 的 Susanna。Susanna, 请开始，谢谢。
Hello, congratulations, Simon, Ben, and Maggie, for such a good M&A. Lotus said a model is Facebook of education and have 90 million registration users. Can you share with us the active user data, for example, the MAU or the DAU, and how many of them are teacher and how many of them are students? Thank you.
Susanna, thank you. So in terms of the demographics, I said it, so out of the 91 million registered users, 8 million are teachers with about 3.5 in the U.S., and then 3 million are parents, the rest are all students. Half of the population of the users are in the U.S. The DAU at this point is actually about 1.6 million, and then MAU is about 6 million. So,but we see that we can ramp it up rapidly with all the products that we have. We can help them in the classroom with contents like Jumpstart that we can provide. We see a lot of growth in the in that area. So we're looking forward to updating you guys on a regular basis in terms of those numbers.
Okay, thank you, Simon. And any plan to cross-sell Legion, the Castle or the Active Inspire to a model Active user because it is quite large Active user base, 6 million MAU. So I would like to ask any plan to cross-sell and will the monthly Active user will accelerate Legion high margin content monetization? Thank you.
I said it earlier, one of the things we're going to work on in the short term is actually is the integration. So definitely we will integrate the product and then, you know, from my standpoint, all the users in Classroom will be and Modal users going forward. Now that said, if you really look at the numbers, we have about 2 million users in Classroom. It's about half of them in the U.S.The total number of teachers in the U.S. is around 4.5 million, and then we have 3.5 in Modal and then 1 million in class. So the chances are most of the teachers are within our learning community already. So I think by default, very naturally, it will come over. So that's an answer to your question, number one. Number two is actually we are working very actively.Creating plans and having partnerships and whatnot to really grow the MAU and WAUs and ultimately DAUs because it's actually just strictly on advertising. So when you have very high DAU, you can probably demand more and your higher CPMs. And also because the nature of the advertising in education, I think advertisers are much more comfortable.To focus the advertising in a community that is really, really focusing on education. And on the other side, I think parents and teachers are much more comfortable to see their students or their kids, you know, seeing the advertising in that particular community because it's all around education. And we are all, like in the U.S., all COPPA compliant, which is actually the regulations they have.For students and different countries we have similar thing and then we are an expert in it because we do that both in Modal and in Promethean. So the answer, a very simple answer to your question is that yes, we're going to do both i.e. integration and also we're going to be up the MAU and DAUs and all that. Thank you. Next question.
谢谢。我们下一个提问是来自 Citigroup 的 Human， 请开始，谢谢。
Good morning, Simon, Ben, and Maggie. Congratulations on the acquisition. So my first question is regarding the model. Could you talk about the revenue and also the earnings impact from the acquisition? How should we think about the possibility of the acquired business?
Sorry, what's the question? First question again?
Sorry. So I want to understand more about the P&L impact. So the revenue and also the profitability of a model that we acquired. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll let Ben answer that question. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, sure. thank you, Hillman. So I think in terms of the P&L impact, I think one of the things that we are extremely excited about is the monetization potential that this acquisition offers. So if you look at advertising revenue, the company already achieves about $700K US dollars of revenue in Q4 of last year, and this is the first quarter when they started, to ramp up revenue. So this year we expected to have an inflection year in terms of ramping up the revenue, and we're expecting a base case of roughly about $5 million US dollars of advertising revenue this year, and next year and the year after we're going to be expecting to scale that into multifold. So I think if you look at kind of revenue model, I think we have that, to start with. And then the other thing about monetization is really about chicken and egg, right? So a lot of the people will understand that, you need to have a lot of, active users first before you can actually monetize, So right now with this acquisition, then we have a lot of, active users, on the table. And so this will really fast track, the scale in terms of, monetizing, not just with advertising, but also kind of the other monetization on the table, such as content monetization. So I think in terms of the bottom line impact, right now, we're ramping up the revenue on advertising, but we do have an OPEX, run rate, of that model, which we expect to keep stable. So I think if you look at, from a bottom line perspective, we expect that there's going to be a contribution of, say roughly about, 40 to 15 million renminbi of loss on the bottom line. But this will be significantly narrowed in the upcoming years. And we feel that, with the fast-tracking monetization that this acquisition offers, and also with advertising kind of, ramping up rapidly, we are very excited about kind of the positive impact to our P&L over the long term.
Well, let me add two comments. One is actually we will invest into this business, so we will take a bit of an impact on the P&L. But that said, I did talk about looking for synergies, so part of those investments will be offset by synergies that we can find among the different companies. The other comment I want to make is actually it is our intention to set up a face-to-face meeting with you in the near future. We haven't set up the date yet. So by that time, we can sit down with you and take you through the revenue model for advertising and for social commerce and all that, because it is quite difficult to go through that over a conference call without any slides. So thank you for your question.
Next. Yes. And other question, if I can, is on the...
One more, because it's actually we do have people who... Please go ahead.
Okay. Could we have a sense on the user growth in the past 6 months or 12 months?
I don't remember exactly the number. I think it's actually in the high single digit in terms of new user growth. So you're talking about new user growth, right? So
yes.
So the thing is actually, if you really look at it, so a lot of the new user growth is actually coming from outside of the U.S. So it's actually that's where you see the growth coming in. We do expect to see more aggressive user growth because for the last few years, Edmodo has been focusing on the U.S. and that's why this merger of Edmodo and like NetDragon, for that matter, is actually really good for the business because we also have a lot of experience and presence outside the U.S. So one of the things we're going to add to the equation is international market growth, and then we will put it back on a aggressive growth target.
Thank you very much, and look forward to the face-to-face meeting.
Yep, thank you. Thank you. Next.
女士们、先生们，大家陆续提问，请在电话上按星一号键，谢谢。 Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Our next question comes from MZM Partners, Ryan Roberts in Hong Kong. Thank you.
Ben, Simon, Maggie, thank you very much for the chance to ask a question, and congratulations on the deal. Sounds very interesting. Just want to actually just check in terms of the impact strategy-wise. I know we're doing quite a lot overseas and also in China, and you mentioned that a lot of the growth you expect is from the acquisition is more on the overseas side, sorry, ex-U.S., outside of the U.S. Is there going to be any impact, or should we think about this as having any kind of direct influence on the China strategy?
Let me go back to your first comment. It's actually I was answering the question on growth. I think the growth of new users will be overseas, because if you really look at what they have, like out of 91 million, 45 million users are in the U.S. So from growth perspective, in terms of new users, it's going to be limited in the U.S. But that said, I think the activity growth and also from a monetization standpoint will start with the U.S. because, you know, between Promethean and within and also in Modo and Jumpstart, we really, really are very strong in the U.S. So that's point number one. Point number two is, like, if you look at our success outside of the U.S., you know, in Europe, in some of the One Belt, One Road countries, what we can do is that we can take Edmodo going in and do a full-scale implementation, and that's our intention all along. But that said, I mean, they have done quite well outside the U.S. It's actually the second largest market outside the U.S. is a country called Indonesia. So it's actually the third largest is actually Mexico. So they're taking eLearnity into countries that we're not in, and we're going to take them into countries that we're in right now. So a lot of synergies. And China definitely is going to be very interesting for us because it's actually China is actually pushing in that particular area. And again, we have the full suite of product, both inside the classroom, outside classroom, and also one-on-one PPT that we have, which is widely accepted by the teachers in China, and also a lot of the resources that we have. So it's going to enhance our China presence big time going forward.
Okay, thank you. If I could just tack on one quick follow-up on the, just kind of just double-check some numbers just that you guys mentioned a second ago. In terms of revenue, you're looking for about, it sounds like about 30 million or so RMB. Like you said, 5 million, that was USD, right? And the OPEX drag, the net loss for the year, about 40 or 50 million RMB. Are those numbers right?
Yeah, that's for the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, that's for the rest of the year. That's what we're going to consolidate.
Right. Got it. Okay, just wanted to check those. Thank you very much, guys, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And by the way, I just want to add, we do expect in 2019 the advertising revenue will accelerate quite a bit. Okay, next question, please.
谢谢。我们下一个提问是来自兴业证券的宋静茹，请开始，谢谢。
谢谢，这是我的提问。我的问题主要是我想问一下，这个 Emode 目前主要的国家是在哪些国家，就是 Top 5的国家，然后以及他们的占比大概有多少呢？还有一个就是现在这个Emode 的产品现在如何跟我们现有的公司产品融合呢？以后会不会引入到中国呢？谢谢。
OK， 这个是Top 5的国家，我用记忆来，第一大都是美国了。OK， 第二大是印尼，第三是 Mexico， 莫斯科，然后是那个 Colombia， 哥伦比亚，还有菲律宾，就是那个这几个哈。也占比了，在美国就是80%的左右了，因为我们有大概4000-5000万的那个用户在那个在美国，其他的占比我现在没有，所以等会我们再提供给你吧。然后那个最后你的问题是说会不会跟那个我们那个产品做整合，这个是一定会的，因为我们现在的产品呢，就是我们把它整合以后之后了，我全世界只有我们一个公司，我们有产品可以支持那个他们在教室里边，在家里，还有在移动方面的那个学习。你最后是问要不要进中国，这个是第一，我们公司已经进中国啊，所以那个我们一定会把Emodo 会带进中国啊，这个是一定的。
好的，谢谢。
OK。
各位如需提问，请在电话上按星一号键，谢谢。 Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, sounds like there's no more question coming up, so I'm going to put this to a close. Let me reiterate. We as a company are very, very excited about the latest addition of Edmodo to our company, eLearnity. With Edmodo, Promethean, and actually Jumpstart, and also the products that we have in eLearnity, like 101 PPT and VR Editor, and our market presence in different parts of the world, we are extremely excited. So we have a lot of hard work to do in the next little while. The first one is to close the deal, which we don't expect any issues. And then we're going to put all the products into the market and then grow with the market. So with that, thank you for calling in early in the morning, and hopefully we'll see you face-to-face very soon. Thank you.
谢谢各位出席今天的电话会议，会议现在结束，再见。